Now this morning, I want to bring the message from Psalm 23. I want to speak to the Lord's sheep. I want to give some comfort to the Lord's sheep, to those who truly believe on the Lord Jesus Christ. Now, he says in verse 1, "The Lord is my shepherd. He is the one who will faithfully guide me through this life. I have to confess, I don't know which way to go. But my shepherd knows. He knows where all the snares are laid. He knows where all the traps are in the wilderness. My shepherd knows all things, for my shepherd is the Lord. Blessed is the man that hath the Lord for his shepherd." What confidence this should instill in us, to know that the Lord of heaven and earth is my shepherd, the sovereign King, in whose hand all things have been given, all things have been delivered into his hands. He's my shepherd. And this shepherd has the power to keep the sheep. He said, "No man can pluck them out of my hand, for my Father which gave them me is greater than all. Therefore, I shall not want. I shall not want." He knows my needs even before I ask him. He knows my needs. He knows the needs of every one of his sheep. He will provide us our daily bread. He will clothe us like he does the lilies of the field. David said, "I have been young, now I am old. I have never seen the righteous forsaken, nor his seed begging bread." But let me give you some things that I shall not want for. I shall not want for wisdom, for the shepherd, my shepherd, is my wisdom. He'll teach me. I shall not want for righteousness, for the shepherd is my righteousness. He's the Lord, our righteousness. I shall not want for sanctification, for in my shepherd I'm sanctified. I shall not want for redemption, for my shepherd has redeemed my soul. He has paid the bill in full, and now nothing can be demanded from me in any way, shape, nor form. All that I need, I have in my shepherd. It says in Colossians 2:10, "Ye are complete in him." God's people shall not want for any good thing. If you have the shepherd, you have all that you need. "My shepherd maketh me to lie down in green pastures. Once in a while he draws me from the cares and concerns of this life and makes me to lie down in his word. He gives me comfort and nourishment out of his word. He lets me have a little glimpse of him through the lattice of his word. His word is green pastures to his people. It is where we get spiritual nourishment. The pastures of this world are wood, hay, and stubble. There's no spiritual nourishment in them. There's no spiritual good of any kind whatsoever in them. There's no taste of God. There's no taste of God, of the gospel in them. But in his word, we find precious promises. We find promises like these: I will never leave thee nor forsake thee. I have blotted out thy transgressions. I will remember thy sins and iniquities no more. And many, many more promises do we find in his word. It is in his word that we find out who the shepherd is, the Lord Jesus Christ. That is who the shepherd is. And what he's like, meek and lowly. We find out that he is indeed the Lord of glory, and that he is holy, just, and true, and that he delights to show mercy to sinners. This shepherd you can trust for life. Life is his to give, and you can trust him for it. And not only does he make me to lie down in green pastures, but he also leads me beside still waters. After making me to lie down in his word and feeding me on himself, he leadeth me beside still waters, David says. Waters of quietness. When the sheep are being led by the shepherd, there's quietness. Tumult and confusion comes from sin and Satan. You take them away and you have quietness. I have heard it said, still waters run deep. He takes his sheep and leads them into all truth. He reveals who God is, who he is, who we are. He reveals the love of God for us in him. He reveals the power of God in saving sinners, of which he is the power of God in the saving of a sinner. He enables us to drink of the river of life, and he's that river of life. He restoreth my soul. He's the one that always does the restoring. When I sin, He restores the joy. When I am weak, He restores my strength. When I feel hopeless, He restores my hope. And He does this when He leads us and makes us to lie down in green pastures and beside still waters. And like a good shepherd, He leadeth me in paths of righteousness for His name's sake. The good shepherd leads his sheep in paths of righteousness and not sin. He cannot be charged with sinning or leading us into sin. We fall into sin when we are drawn away by the lust of the flesh that's still in us. We still have that old nature with us. We are not led into sin by Him. It's not because He led us into it. His ways are always righteous. His paths are always righteous. And listen, He leads us in paths of righteousness, or we would never find it. Now, if he did not lead us into it, we would not find it. But He leads us into it, it says here, for His name's sake, for His own glory, and for His own praise. Now, the Scripture says, a good name is better to be had than silver or gold. And He leads us in paths of righteousness for His own glory and praise and for His own name's sake. Now David says, yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil. Our conduct reveals our faith. David says, I walk. I'm not running out of fear. I'm not hiding like Adam did. I'm walking. Walking shows confidence. Walking shows trust. That's what it shows. We walk through this. We don't. The life of a believer is not one of fear and trembling. It's one of confidence and trust in God. We walk. And this is why we don't fear any evil. Here it is. For Thou art with me. I'm not alone. God, who is my shepherd, is not off in some far distant country, some far distant land. He's with me. The Scripture says, Christ in you, the hope of glory. Christ is in every one of His sheep. He's not just walking beside of them. He's in them. If He's not in you, you're not His. Now, when you go through the water, He says, I'll be with thee. And these things shall not hurt you. They are only shadows. A shadow has never hurt anyone. It has no substance. But here's the reason why we will not fear. God is with us. Thou shalt call His name Emmanuel, meaning God with us. And thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Whether they are used for chastening me or driving out the enemy, I find comfort in His staff, in His rod and in His staff, because of whose hand they are in. They are in the hand of my shepherd, who does everything for my good. And then He says, Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of mine enemies. Now this drips with confidence. Right in the face of my enemies, God enables me to sit down and feast on His Son. Right in the face of the enemy, He has prepared His flesh for me to eat by faith and His blood for me to drink by faith. Right in the enemy's face, He enables us to feast on Him, even now. And when sudden fear comes, don't jump up from the table and run. It's under His control. Satan can do absolutely nothing. He cannot move a hair or a hand without the shepherd allowing him to do so. He cannot do anything. Nothing. Nothing in this life, nothing after this life can touch you. Can touch you. You belong to the shepherd. And I mean, nothing going to harm His sheep. Nothing can come their way that He does not allow it. And if He allows it, I'm telling you, it's for your good. It's for good. And then He says, Thou anointest my head with oil, my cup runneth over. Thy blessings are poured out on me abundantly. Daily, the Scripture says, He loadeth us with benefits. His mercies are more than I can number. Oh, how God has blessed His sheep in Christ. He has put away, listen, all our shame and guilt through the shepherd. He has filled our hearts with gladness. He has lifted us beggars from the dunghill and set us among princes. He has redeemed our life from destruction. He intercedes for us in glory. He intercedes for every one of His sheep, even those that are not yet born. He intercedes for them. My, what He's done. As the psalmist said, come, let me tell you what He hath done for my soul. And then he says, my cup runneth over. My heart cannot contain all His blessings. When my sin abounds, His grace does much more abound. His mercy is greater than my sin. His love is deeper than the stain has gone. Who can separate us from the love of God in Christ Jesus? Nothing. Absolutely nothing can separate us from that. Surely, he says, or truly, goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life. His goodness and mercy is what set me apart. It set me apart. It was His goodness and mercy that stopped me on my road to hell and put me on the right path. It was His goodness and mercy that delivered me from my ignorance and taught me the gospel. It has been His goodness and mercy that has supplied all my needs. It has been His goodness and mercy that has delivered me through all my trials. All of them. And you know what? It will follow me all the days of my life, all the days of my God-given life. There will never be a time that His goodness and mercy will not be on me and follow me. This is why we can say that all things work out together for good to them that love God, to them who are the called according to His purpose. Because it's always on me, and it is always following me. His goodness and mercy is always following His sheep. It surrounds His sheep. His sheep are constantly under the care. Get a hold of this. They are constantly under the care of God's goodness and mercy. And that mercy and that goodness is infinite. It cannot be. You cannot measure the goodness and mercy of God Almighty. You cannot measure the goodness and mercy of the shepherd. You can't do it. It's on us. And here's the results of it, and I'll close. I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. One day, we are going to lay this house down, this body down. We are going to leave this shadow of death, and we are going to dwell in the house of the Lord forever, never to leave it, never to be troubled again by anyone, never to be troubled by Satan's sin, this flesh, nothing. We are going to dwell in the house of the Lord forever. And I say this, may God's goodness and God's mercy follow you all the days of your life. Until next time, may God bless you.